And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, July 6th, 2013. It was on this day in 1535 that Sir Thomas More was beheaded in the Tower of London for refusing to recognize his longtime friend King Henry VIII as head of the church. Thomas More was a barrister, a scholar, a writer, the author of Utopia, a controversial novel about an imaginary island where society was based on equality for all people. It's from this novel that we get our word Utopia. Thomas More was a Catholic, and so for a while he and King Henry were both aligned against Protestantism, and Henry made More his Lord Chancellor. But when Henry decided to break with the church and declare himself supreme head of the English church, More refused to sign an oath recognizing Henry above the rest of the church. Finally, Henry had More beheaded. It was on this day in 1957 that two teenagers named John Lennon and Paul McCartney first met at a church dance in Liverpool, England. Lennon was performing at the dance with his band, and McCartney was in the audience. They didn't hit it off until Paul mentioned that he played guitar and he knew how to tune one. John was even more impressed that Paul knew the lyrics to lots of recent rock and roll songs. Paul volunteered to write out the lyrics for the song Bebopalula for John, and the two became fast friends. By 1959, they were calling themselves the Beatles. It's the birthday of Mexican painter Frida Kahlo, born near Mexico City in 1907. She contracted polio when she was 6 years old, left her right leg deformed, and then when she was 18, she was in a streetcar accident in which she was impaled by a steel bar. The accident broke her spine in 3 places, her leg in 11 places, and both her feet and her collarbone and pelvis were crushed. Doctors operated on her more than 30 times, but she eventually had to have one leg amputated and spent months at a time in bed. It was during these bedridden periods that she produced most of her paintings. She had few subjects to choose from, so most of the time she just set up a mirror and painted herself. She said, "I paint myself because I am so often alone and because I am the subject I know best." And it's the birthday of the Dalai Lama, born in Taxdar, Tibet in 1935. When the 13th Dalai Lama died in 1933, monks from the city of Lhasa set out to find a child who would prove to be the reincarnation of the Buddhist leader. They found in the village of Taxdar a 3-year-old boy named Lamo, whom they took back to Lhasa and installed as the 14th Dalai Lama. And here's a poem by Reed Whittemore titled Narrative. "What I am telling you now moves and must always be moving, so that if it is in the kitchen, it must be drifting out into the hall and up the long stair, as far perhaps as the attic, where it must float out toward the mountain, where a fine lady perhaps is waiting. Yes, what I am telling you now is climbing the steep side, and an hour perhaps will do it to the top where the lady is waiting. For why would I tell you that which I tell you, were there not always this movement, this drifting out from the attic onto the mountain and up the steep side? For were there not always this movement, you would be bored and drumming the kitchen table. But because you are hearing this drifting, you are now listening, waiting." Narrative, a poem by Reed Whittemore from his collection The Past, the Future, the Present, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.